code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 1st of May 2012. For newcomers, I always suggest you make use of cuttingthroughthematrix.com, where I try and explain the system you're born into, the system that's vastly different from the one you're taught to believe in, and how it came together, how long it's been around, where it's going, and really you'll understand the whole course of the world and the past history, the present and the future. You can understand the organizations, the foundations, the big money boys who sat together over 100 years ago and planned to take over all the resources of the planet, including all of us too, of course, and how we're really sort of chattel. That's all we are to them. We filled the factories at one time in the West, and of course, we're superfluous now. They've got China to do all that, and they want to convince us that we should be sterilized and culled off, basically. They're very ruthless, and they treat us like animals after all. You see, it's a farm, and Charles Fort was quite right when he said that little statement. He made a little statement, he said, I think we're farmed, and he's quite right. So when they want wars, etc., they tell us to breed and go and fight the other guy, and when it's all done, they want to cull the population down to a more manageable level. So if you understand what's happening with the greening and all the rest of it, it's all part of the same system, because these guys, the capitalists, invented the communists, and what a terrific system it is. Because they always give you sides to choose, and like fools, we always pick one or the other. It's the same with all debates on television. They always give you two experts, and basically, you take your pick of one or the other. You always end up on the same path down the road. It's more important that they get you debating the arguments they give to you and choosing sides than thinking for yourself and not taking part on either side and thinking off in a different direction altogether. It's all technique, you see. And these techniques have been studied for thousands of years. We're truly mushrooms at the bottom, where we get to see the sky once a day when they open the lids, and they put in the you-know-what, and they close it on us. That's what they feed us, you see. No kidding, that's how it is. Now, number two, you're the audience that bring me to you, and make use of the website, as I say. There's transcripts on them, too. All the sites carry transcripts in English. If you want transcripts in other languages, apart from the audios, go into alanwattsentinel.eu and help yourself from the ones offered there. And you bring me to you so you can keep me going, because I don't bring on advertisers as guests. And that's okay for those who do. That's how they make their cash. I depend upon you to keep me going by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And from the US to Canada, remember, personal checks are good. International postal money orders are good. Some people send cash, and you can also use PayPal. And straight donations are really, really awfully welcome. Across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. And what I try to do is to go through the histories of the past. If you go into the archives at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, you'll find a lot of history there of the organizations that got together in the, even actually as early as the 18th century, in fact. They came out fairly openly. Books were written about them then, the various organizations. They formed the richest people on the planet that ran all the trade routes across the world. They owned fleets of ships for merchandising. They owned the merchant banks as well. And whereas some people take over the world just by military power, these guys had realized thousands of years ago they can conquer the world with monetary power, because then you own the military too. Everything comes down to the cash system. And that's why it's such an incredible, powerful tool is money. That's why nothing's going to change it. Asking them won't change it. People have known about the con of money for a long, long time, and the private banks that no one needs. If you're actually a national government, you've got a national government, you could all make your own. Canada used to, and it was sold out from within, infiltration. Back with more after this break.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Hi, folks. I'm back, cutting into the matrix. And I should thank you all, too, those who called the numbers I gave last night to do with Katerina Joliva because of her son being held by the children's services, as they call them, the kidnappers, under a fake charge, which is already disproven in a higher court, but now they're going through the social services system and the court system there, and a pretrial was on today, and the main antagonist, that's the guardian ad litem, as they call it, the guardian of being given to represent the child, doesn't let them, of course, the child see your mother at all. And she didn't turn up because of all the calls that came in, I presume. And some young fella was put in there who didn't know much about the case either. And then the judge basically told the opposition to get another pretrial in a month's time or so. And they better get evidence in then because the judge said she hasn't seen any evidence at all. But you see, the idea is to get the person who's basically put in the docks as the bad mother who isn't bad at all, because all the other experts that came from the previous trial said the same thing. There's not a shred of evidence here at all. It's all fake. And but anyway, they hope that she'll give in, basically. That's her whole idea, that you'll settle. Now, settling means giving your child up to them. And if you keep saying, no, I won't, and there's no evidence to, well, what they really do, but most folk is to get them to bankrupt you through your lawyer. Well, she doesn't have a lawyer, she represented herself. And she's doing pretty well at it, too. And so regardless, they put another pretrial for a month's time. And if it doesn't come, if the evidence doesn't come then they're going to have to give the child back or else take it to court. And if you take it to court, then they've got to bring the evidence up. And as I say, there is no evidence. So that's how bad it is. I'm sure there's lots out there who know this system because it's all across America, Australia, Canada, Britain, everywhere. It's the same story as these so-called services end up being pariahs on the general public. But there's reasons for this because, you understand, you've got to go into the histories of why this is happening. And it's quite a history at that, too. We have the top people in Harvard. Harvard's a big university for promoting this world one worldism, has always been based on eugenics and based on Darwinism. Everything is based on Darwinism, and it's permeated the whole schooling system. And of course, they basically came out with the psychiatric associations, the Freudian associations, and declared basically that all people, all parents are mentally ill. I've read these quotes before from some of the top people, and they've never changed. It's on a roll now, you see, because after all, you see, when they can't win an argument, they always try to create what is called a science, you see. And it's the same with statistics, too. You know, first there's lies, damn lies, and then there are statistics. In other words, with scientific, it's hard to argue because, you know, you don't understand all their new terminology, you see. Every science creates its own terminology to try and lose you. If they're talking nonsense to begin with, covering it with a lot of fancy terms doesn't make it any more or less nonsense. So you would understand, as I say, how the system is set up. Now, one of the main characters in the States who is responsible and has been for many years and getting this stuff taught across not just the U.S., but across the entire world, is from Harvard, and a professor of education and psychiatry at Harvard, Chester M. Pierce professor. And he said this: every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. That's just what's taught to every social worker, and even to the judges, too. They hear this kind of stuff, too, to deal with the young children. 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances to our founding fathers, towards our elected officials, towards his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, and towards the sovereignty of this nation as a separate entity. It's up to you as teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international child of the future. This is still taught at Harvard. He's still teaching. He's been here for God knows how many years. And he really means what he says. And everyone who's taught this stuff knows that in all their examinations, if you're a social worker, a childcare worker, whatever, you will believe this with all of your heart because you aren't going to get through your exams otherwise. And then they go for their children. And they have this warped attitude through all their training that everybody, every parent out there, is really contaminating the child with old-fashioned allegiances. It's all Marxism, for those who don't understand it. This is Marxism. And all the big associations and foundations fund these big organizations like the ones that Chester M. Pierce is on. And he's got associations across the whole planet. The international child of the future who are made well because they come to school sick because of their parents, basically, and because of their belief systems. In other words, they like a country to live in. It's a natural thing to like a country to live in, isn't it? But Marxism, of course, is, of course, no countries. The state will fade away, he says, eventually. You have a global system of nothing but bureaucrats. Bureaucrats until you're sick and sick of levels and layers of bureaucrats running your lives for you. So thank you all, as I say, for phoning the court system and the ones involved, Katerina Tuleva. And as I say, she's kind of won this round, but they're going to go for another pre-trial, and so the judge is really giving the opposition, the social services, time to try and make up new evidence, I suppose, because so far, as the judge says, I haven't seen any evidence at all. Technically, they should have given the child back today. And it says no more pre-trials. But, of course, the court always sways towards another government-mandated society like the Social Services Department. So we'll see what happens. I'll keep you updated as well. And anybody who has information and experience of these things can always get in touch with me or Katerina And our number is up on last night's broadcast. That is quite something to see people. I get lots and lots of letters like this across the world. So-called first world countries, they're doing this everywhere. Same system, it's international. As I say, Chester M. Pierce is one of the characters behind it all. So is John Dewey as well. He also said that the children are sick from their parents. Exactly the same stuff they all parrot from Karl Marx onwards. And folk don't even know that's what's been taught to these characters. They're taught to be paranoid against anybody who's normal-looking. You don't understand, in the social services to do with children, you won't really find what you would take as the average normal person. And even this Amber Ruder, that didn't turn up today, about the fear, I think, fits into that profile, for those who understand what I'm saying. You know, the acne face, no makeup stuff, the Elvis Presley haircut type thing. That's generally how they look. That's generally how they look. You know what I'm talking about. That's how they are. There's more abuse in childcare than any abuse in the families across the planet. They're notorious for it. You understand, there are people who like children in a special way, a very special way, and either become Boy Scout leaders or Girl Guide leaders or things like that. You see it all the time in the newspapers. And the bulk of them now go into child care, child services, that kind of stuff. That's just a fact. So they don't like getting beat, and they certainly got a scare today, obviously, from the response from listeners calling in, etc. So I'll keep you updated on that. And this Chester M. Pierce is a professor, who's only one of many, mind you, but they use the Harvard logo, basically, like a big club on everybody else. Oh, this is Harvard, you see. He's the professor emeritus of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School and professor emeritus of education at Harvard School of Education, and Dr. Friscione, an associate chief of MGH Department of Psychiatry, professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School, yada, yada, yada. And they've got all these international divisions of psychiatry across the planet. Also deals with all the problems of the African diaspora. If you wonder, all the rappers out there, what's happening, I've got a couple of good links actually given to me by some guys in the States who were getting their own community together to see what happened in the industry, and to have the sex has taken over, and women, their own women, are all completely dehumanized now. It's nothing but sex objects. If you wonder what's happened to you, you've got to look at these characters I'm talking about now, because this Chester M. Pierce and his Marxist philosophies, they all work together, you understand, to really screw everybody up until everyone's dysfunctional, and then they bring in their new system to heal you, you understand, and to be a good little obedient Marxist. That's really what it's about. And you think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding at all. This is how the system works. This is really, really how the system works. And people really haven't a clue about it. Here's some quotes from psychiatrists. And this one here is, here's what every child in America entering school, I just read this one, is insane. Dr. Chester M. Pierce, psychiatrist, addressed the Childhood International Education Seminar 1973. It's only a partial quote. I gave you the full one earlier. And another one was, education does not mean teaching people to know what they do not know. It means teaching them to behave as they do not behave. In other words, completely as behavior modification into what they want you to be. And it was addressed in the National Institute of Mental Health sponsored report, The Role of Schools in Mental Health. The Role of Schools in Mental Health. And you have to do a bit of digging. It's quite easy to find all these different quotes from the top people who run the systems that you generally don't hear much about. They're fairly quiet to you, but they have lots of meetings. And once again, they have their pseudo-laws and rules brought into government to then back them up. Because that's how they run things, by rules, not by much laws, like Star Chambers, Children's Courts, that kind of thing. Back with more after this.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks, I'm back, and I'm cutting through the matrix. As I said before, there are those who understood long ago that you take over the world through money, something that very few folk understand because they're not told much about it. It's good enough just to get some put in your hands and go and spend it. But few folk actually ask where it comes from and how come we're always in debt. And of course, the few countries that had their own banking system succumbed through infiltration, bribery, etc., of officials into handing everything over to the private bankers, the cartel that runs the whole planet. Private banking, same one cartel runs the whole system. And, of course, it's no surprise for those who listen to this particular broadcast because we've gone over the history of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is just a branch of the Royal Institute of International Affairs. They didn't use royal in America. It wouldn't do too well. It would go down too well. And they planned, as I said, to take over all the resources of the planet, all the minerals, gold, silver, everything that you need to make anything at all, they would have it, including water and food, by the way. And they've done it. They've pretty well done it. In our lifetimes, they've taken over the food and the water quietly by stealth through governments, again, just signing bills through, and it's all kept fairly quiet. But we're paying most of our money off in compound interest. That's how it works. Tonight I'll put some videos up. Oh, Canada is one. Again, it's up there again. You've got to watch it. It's the same in every country, so it's worth watching because it doesn't matter what country you live in. It's the same con by the same people running the show. These shady international banks and bankers that lend to nations, lend nothing really, but they bring everything back. They own us Carroll. They also own the legal system, by the way, and that's how they can always make sure they don't change their system, because every country has the ability to produce their own cash and borrow from no one. And Canada used to do that. We'll also put up tonight to Canada, the class action accuses banks of illegal creation of money. It's still ongoing. It started in 2005. And I'll put that one up. But also put, say, over Canada and some other ones to do with the banking system. Plus the girl, the young girl, too, who talks about 12 years old and explains money for dummies, basically, to Canadians and other people across the planet, how it's done. It doesn't take long to listen. It's very simple. As a child can tell you, out of the mouths of babes comes the truth sometimes, because they don't complicate anything. And you see, as I say, that we're all in debt. The same cabal who decided a long time ago, as I say, through the Royal Institute of International Affairs, to take over the world's money supply, and Professor Carl Quigley, who was allowed to be their historian, because they have their own separate history of things, you understand, and their own archives. That's where the real truth is of why wars happened and who fomented the wars, who funded the wars, and all that kind of stuff. But he said that eventually all the central banks will come together under the umbrella of the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland, which it has done, as you'll have for a long time. And, of course, you have the World Economic Forum that all belong to it as well, all the big players. And the International Monetary Fund was really brought up to its proper height, where it's really a boss across the world forcing austerity upon us all. So much so that even Holland, the government of Holland, basically walked out or dismissed themselves because they cannot bring themselves into agreement over this forced austerity that the new European Central Bank is forcing them all to go into. The new way of the future. Of course, you'll have your gross well-being. That's to replace money. You know, it doesn't matter if you're wearing rags. They're teaching us all through psychology, etc., repetition, propaganda, that just feeling happy is all there is to life. And I guess that's good enough for domesticated animals if it actually works. But they're training the people already. There's lots of science up there to do with your gross well-being. It came out from the United Nations, although it was thought up by a think tank, first of all, in Britain. They have lots of think tanks, very multi-million-dollar think tanks that are working full-time to con you, find new ways to influence society through the trends and their memes and all the rest of it that they give you, even through all the nonsensical entertainment they give you, too. It's all propaganda. And you have no idea of the mind control of neuroscience, psychology, psychiatry, marketing, all working together on you every single day of your life. You have no idea. Right down to, I got cut out the day. I was looking into some, I was following threads on this very, very topic on, it was called web-centric warfare. But I followed into that from a population-centric warfare, where the government departments or warfare departments are using strategies, old strategies with new terms, new names on them, to literally influence the behavior and the belief systems and our topics of conversation, etc., on the general public here. They really did it well in Russia. Bezmenov, the KGB guy that I put up yesterday, you can listen to him talk. The early talk is very, very good, the way he did in the States. How it tells you how they come in to the country, they get into very powerful positions, generally in universities, inside governments as well as advisors, and then they gradually take down society culturally. And they do it in such a way that eventually it's hard for the average person to come to a decision on their own about anything, because they've destroyed everything that you used to believe in. It might take 20 years to do it. It might take 10 years. But if they were working on America, Britain, and all the countries in the world for an awful long time, because these Soviet experts worked for the global experts, the guys who run the whole system through cash. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi folks, I'm back, cutting through the matrix, talking about the system that really runs the world and those behind it, because the plan was put out an awful long time ago. They'd set up a world banking system, they'd set up International Monetary Fund, they would dish out countries, third world countries, cash to them, basically as loans. They get the first world countries to put their own people down as the guarantors of those loans, because they knew darn well they'd never pay them back. And your country acts basically like a borrower and a lender. Your country, your nation, your government is in the business of the banking, or they're working for the big banks themselves. But they put you down, as I said, as guarantors, and that's why they're so happy to write off third world debts, because and immediately give them a new loan out to the same countries. Because it's for the it doesn't matter which country they do it to, or even which country is getting the cash. The fact is, the big bankers get the cash to compound interest. This is the scam. And this is how you take over the whole planet. Every prime minister, every president, for 100-odd years has known this. They've known how this scam works. The first person a prime minister of any British Commonwealth nation is told to do when he's elected is to go and see the governor of the Bank of Australia, the Bank of Canada, the Bank of England, whatever, that's their boss. It's the first person they go and see, and that's where they get their marching orders from. Now, Canada was just told the other day there that, you see, we're told in Canada when all the banks went down 2008-09 and all that, that, we were told that the banks were in great shape in Canada, fantastic shape. Now, that would take the collusion of the Prime Minister, the top cabinet guys, would also take the guys in charge of the so-called Bank of Canada, which is just like an office where they appoint a guy. money lenders, and they sort out how much we owe them after we borrow all the cash that we should be borrowing from them in the first place, because they're all private banks. But anyway, they told us we were in great shape and the economy was great, blah, blah, blah. And in other words, they conspired. Now, people are always going to be conspiracies, you see, and history is nothing but conspiracies. A fire, sons trying to kill off their daddies as kings to come to join to get into the throne, or even daughters at times doing it too, and sometimes the mothers going back into ancient Rome. Then the world is full of conspiracies. Wars, they don't tell their enemies they're going to fight them generally. They started off by sending in, you know, color revolutions and things. Then, oh, we have to go in and help them. There's such a mess going on in that country. These are called conspiracies, you see. When people get behind closed doors, just like the Children's Society, they did the judges and all the rest of it, closed doors and have secret meetings like star chambers, and they decide, they collude to do something to the detriment of somebody or some people other than themselves. That's a conspiracy, you see. And it happens all the time. So they conspired in Canada to tell the people everyone was great, Canada was borrowing nothing, the banks were strong. Now this fellow wrote to me, and he says to me, so when Canadians were being told that Canadian banks were so much smarter and more clever than the rest of the world's banks, the truth was that they were receiving emergency funds from the CMHC, the Bank of Canada, and the US Federal Reserve. These are the private banks they're giving the money to. These bailouts occurred over nearly a two-year period from 2008 to 2010. And I've got the videos of the press conferences and all the rest, so you can hear them for yourself. I'll put them up tonight, too. It says it's interesting that the banks listed as receiving the emergency funds, such as the Scotia Bank, the Royal Bank, the TD Bank, CIBC, and the BMO, are the largest banks in Canada. The CCPA report says that the smallest of these banks received more funds than the entire worth of the bank, in some cases 150% of the value of the bank itself. And some inconsistencies, too, this fellow noted. He says, if there was nothing to hide, why did the Canadian government lie and continue to lie, and why do they continue to refuse to comply with the FOIA requests about all the truth, etc.? The CCPA presenter claims that $114 billion is a total amount. How does he know this without the FOIA documents? It could be a lot more, it probably is. The CCPA presenter claims all the money has been paid back, and then it says, how could it possibly be possible for a bank to borrow 150% more than its actual worth and be able to pay that entire amount off within roughly 4 years, again with compound interest? Does the U.S. Federal Reserve now own part of these Canadian banks? Well, you'll find it's the same money lenders. See, there's many ways to own something. Understand? What are these banks anyway? Like the Bank of Canada, institutions. Institutions. Look up the meaning of institutions. And they become institutionalized in your society by habit and by you accepting the fact they're simply there. Like the UN is a big building that plans to take over the planet, basically, and alter all the children's way of thinking and bring in this global society with the help of the banks, too, because they're all owned by them, too. Nobody voted the United Nations in. The public never even knew what was going on. They're not democratic anymore. And these institutions are democratic. They graft themselves onto your governmental system. And he says, but don't worry, even though the presenter based everything on public documents, the Canadian government is calling this a conspiracy theory, and I'll give you the links as well to this so-called conspiracy theory, and which obviously was a conspiracy. Why would they be quiet about it for 4 years or so? Till it bust out. And it also took a conspiracy to keep it quiet all that time as well. They didn't want the shareholders or the people in the banks from drawing their cash out, obviously. That's a conspiracy. It's making a pact and keeping it secret. That's how it works. So I'll put up a lot of links to that tonight as well. And it's from the CBC as well, the Communist Broadcasting Corporation, the Canada's newscast. They even mentioned it too. And a few other, the Globe mentioned it as well. But it's quite something, Canada's big banks, the big secrets. Quite something indeed. So, you understand, with money, it's never been in the hands, it hasn't been in the hands of the governments for an awful, awful long time. Now, I'm putting up a link tonight, too, to Mr. Abrams from British Columbia, the is a retired school teacher who did a great research as well on the banking system in Canada. And he shows you through his own graphs that he made and his own little kind of, I call them fruit pies, basically. When he does a circle, and it shows you how much you're actually paying in compound interest. It's, all the shaded area pretty well is almost the whole darn circle, and that's what you pay every year to these international lenders when you could be creating your own cash like Canada used to do. But as I say, we're conned and conned and conned over and over again. Now, I'm also putting up a link tonight too. It's called The Church of Malthus. It's very good. Malthus, of course, who one of his later cousins, you'll find, was Darwin. Because it runs in the families, these ideas, it's like an obsession, or maybe it's genetic, who knows. But certainly, the families certainly have their own particular parts to play in the agenda. It's taught from father to son, just like Rothschild teaches their sons to be bankers. They don't go off and say, Daddy, I want to be an actor, or I want to fly planes or something, you know. No, they always carry on in a tradition of the family that's drummed into them. And same with those who become the scientific types, or call themselves sciences, of eugenics, or to do with evolution, etc. They're all in the family, right throughout through the Huxleys and everybody else of famous names. So, it says, this one here goes on about Holdren, John Holdren, for instance. Anyway, he says he's not a scientist, nor does he appear to participate in any sort of productive industry. He's a modern-day Malthusian evangelist, preaching the limits of population growth as hysterically as Thomas Malthus did over 200 years ago, warning of imminent societal collapse. Now, Thomas Malthus, again, was the first one to come up with these impressive graphs. They're awfully good at scribbling graphs up, you know. And gee, look at that spike going way up there. In 10 years' time, we'll be all standing on top of each other. This was way back then. Of course, it never happened. Anyway, it says, Gilding's contemporaries include John P. Holdren, director of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, who in 1977 ludicrously concluded that the United States would collapse when its population reached 200 million in 2040. America's population stands well over 300 million today, and the only collapse it faces is due to a maniacal government attempting to carry out global imperial conquest through trillion-dollar decade-spanning wars and mega-trillion-dollar banker bailouts paid to the order of institutionalized, degenerated gamblers, the stock market. Clearly, whatever science men like Gilding and Holdren are basing their system of beliefs on is divorced from the science that gives us technology and progress. Now, getting back to eugenics, you understand that there is an elite in the world. There's always been a dominant minority. That's something that Aldous Huxley harped on about in these many different lectures. The dominant minority don't have to actually do work. They tell the rest below them what to do for work. Go back to Plato, for instance. And Plato talks about breeding different classes within or just below the dominant class that would manage all the peasantry down below. So you would breed scientists, you see. You would breed your mathematicians. You would breed the ones who would handle all the cash system, etc., and the educational system. And they'd all be part of the helpers of the guardian class at the top. It's never changed, folks. And eugenics, believe you me, under many names, has always been there. It's the same belief system of the elite, the true belief system of them, down through the eons. Anyway, it says it is analytical, theoretical, and compiled by men who have little experiential knowledge of how the world actually functions. I would contradict that and say, oh, these guys know how the world functions. See, they're using this as a guise to bring in their own world, because under their own doctrine and under Darwin's theories of, again, too, if the inferior types outbreed the elite, and this is one of their laws in eugenics, then and evolution, then, of course, it will bring down and dilute the blood of those at the top, and eventually the world will fall into chaos. They actually teach this and utterly believe it, understand? So the greening projects and the overpopulation theories, etc., are all part of you to allow yourselves, and it's happening now, to be sterilized. And even, oh, you've lived 50 years, don't work anymore, take this pill and kill yourself. That's all coming in too, and I'm not were the only species on the planet that has to be convinced to give up our own lives so that the elite can go on into that wonderful green utopia once we've all died off, you see. Anyway, it says, these are priests and advisors perched on ivory towers and behind podiums, shouting out the patently false conclusions to the crowds before them. The resumes are devoid of accomplishments in applied science and technology, and instead filled with ridiculous predictions and academia that have humiliatingly and repeatedly been proven false. Doesn't matter. You see, there's a real reason it's eugenics. It's you that has to start to believe in what they're saying. That's why they make it mandatory to teach all this rubbish in schools. You cannot get a child and give them a social agenda in school because they have not got the wisdom to understand the complexity, yes, and even the conspiracies that go on in the world. You think adults must tell them the truth, especially teachers. In fact, they're taught nobody will tell you the truth except your teachers. Believe your teachers, don't believe your parents. Worst of all, their work is carried out on behalf of a green Vatican of sorts, now based in Rome, Italy, but on Wall Street, not based in Rome, Italy, but on Wall Street and the financier capital of London, who in reality are the greatest purveyors of environmental catastrophe. The many cults and organized religions before them, they shift the burden of reconciling sin onto its growing flock of followers instead of taking responsibility for its own actions. In other words, it's all your fault the world's like this, not because we run the world and we plunder the world, we cause wars, and we demolish mountains looking for specks of gold. And no, it's all your fault, folks. The same banks, and I've heard some of the bankers say, oh, well, see, we give the people work. It wasn't for us to be no work. Well, I'll tell you, if you're an honest banking system, then there'd be plenty of work, all right. And there wouldn't be debts, and all the cash that you did pay in taxes, if you paid at all. Because governments used to get it all on import duty. That was enough at one time to take care of all government. But now government is expanding in the communist fashion into layers and layers and layers of bureaucracies and special interest groups that take on responsibilities or give themselves responsibilities over you, self-appointed. Government is supposed to be minimalistic. That's the only way people could possibly flourish at all. But its whole job, as you can see, is to make it minimalistic. Your life is to be minimalistic in the things that you could possibly do. All the options are taken away from you. School to work and all the rest of it, the Marxian gospel, again, created by the capitalists. So I'll put this up tonight too, and you get all this nonsense about the global footprint networks and who's behind all this stuff, etc., etc., etc. Because these same guys, as I say, but they're like, they're farmers. They call themselves shepherds, by the way, and you're the sheep. Just like Ford said, we're being farmed. And then they break their legs, you see, the sheep or the cattle, they break them. And when you fall down, they kick you because you can't get up, and they mock you and they hate you because you can't get up. They always blame the victim. And you've got to get your head around this massive psychological leap, because that's how the world really is, and that's how it's always really been. Because this money system's been around for an awful long time. Awful long time. And there's nothing to change it, because, as I say, that they own the law system, the legal system. They aren't going to bring laws in to stop them ripping you off twice a century or more. They've done this every century, twice a century, sometimes three or four times a century. And we think we can't get our heads around this. They're the best scientists, and they can't figure out a better way to run the system. Recessions, depressions, wars. Have you seen the wealth, even the United Nations? By its own laws, must push out to the public every so often, of the incredible gap between not just the rich and the poor. So we're all poor now. Because apparently all this money that the banks were bailed out with, that's all in your hands now. You all owe part of that to pay it back. Now, have you seen the lifestyle the guys at the top are living? These guys are ripped ability off. Some of them have private helicopters on top of their skyscrapers so they can take them to their fleets of private aircraft. Are they suffering? They're laughing up their sleeves. They're laughing at everybody because they own legal system. And nobody in government is going to touch that. So we're really conned from every possible direction you could possibly think of. And as I say, tonight, as I was going through all this stuff to do with web-centric wars and even population-centric wars, I somehow I got into some government websites in the U.S. I got massive red warning signs came up on the computer, everything except the siren, going, wah, wah, telling me, warning me that I was blocked from entering these particular sites. Because what it was, I went into neurology and psychology to do with the war departments and the techniques they're using on all the citizenry and how they put it out through propaganda to the public and all the different ways they can do it. Back with more after this break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi folks, I'm back, cutting through the matrix. Just mentioning too, how I followed a trail and ended up in government websites. It's actually the U.S. military academies, and up comes my own number here, you know, for my web and whole bit, the computer, even the computer description, the whole lot. Everything came up in my screen, all big red flashing signs and saying I was forbidden to enter this and all that kind of stuff. So they're using this on the general population because you don't know that your culture has been bent 180 degrees by design over quite a few years. The Marxist manifesto has pretty well been accomplished. This war on the family is almost totally destroyed. Now it's down to even women trying to get their children from children's aid or children's services, and you have to battle and battle if you've got the cash to do it, or at least if interesting. So it's quite something to see this system being totally conquered by another system designed by, I would call them actual scientists, you know, social scientists, who looked at society, what makes it work, what makes it function, what holds it together, makes it functionable, and then you gradually go at it and destroy it bit by bit, every part of it, till they're helpless. And that's exactly what you come to at the end. You cannot make your own decision on anything. You're unsure of everything. That's when you know your culture is destroyed. That was the whole purpose of psychological warfare operations from the Soviet system, but now your own countries are doing it on your own people across the planet. I'll put all these links up tonight. And also another link, too, to overpopulation is a myth, very simplistic in a sense, but it's also true. It's a short video for those who want to see the hype and nonsense to do with overpopulation. Understand the United Nations has mentioned itself that the basically the native populations, or those who have come in later, whatever you want to call it that, and became the populations of, say, Canada, the States, and elsewhere, their numbers have been plummeting for about 30-odd years. Because they were doing what they were told, chase the car, chase the material world, don't have children, maybe don't even get married, and or have children, just have one of them, then you half your population. And then your government say, they run for the banks, work for the banks, oh, you've got to bring more immigrants in because we have to pay all this debt to pay off. And there's not enough people to pay off the debt. You see, you can't win, you understand? It's not meant that you win by being good. Okay, I'll just have 1.1 child. you cannot win. This other article I put up too is called Power Really Does Corrupt. As again, not experts. It's got to be experts because here the new priest, the scientists claim it's as addictive as cocaine. And it goes through some of the history of some powerful people. And Baron John Acton coined the phrase power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And the scientists claim that the saying is biologically true because it affects chemistry in your body when you're on this power trip, you see. It's got similar effects on the brain to cocaine by increasing levels of testosterone, and its byproduct 3 is androstenedione in both men and women. This in turn leads to raised levels of dopamine, the brain's reward system called the nucleus accumbens, which can be very addictive. I'll put this link up tonight and you can go through it to see why your masters, the inbred masters, obviously have the same problem with their brains. They need this kick. And they certainly get it from all of us passive people at the bottom. But either passive or we're fighting each other. It's also part of the agenda, getting you all fighting each other. Just like, well, Iraq. That's what Brzezinski and Kissinger said. Leave them all fighting each other and they're helpless. So are we, if we allow that to happen. Stop fighting each other and get together. Educate yourself. And that's how you stand up to these characters, eventually by saying no. From Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, it's good night, may your God or your gods go with you.